Okay, good morning, everybody, on this Erev Yontif. So, we discussed the Chiyuv Ekaris Shalok and Aleihem and Halach Aleph, so up to Misa B'dei Shamayim, which is one level down in terms of Chumra. So, the Rambam writes here, Kol Mechuyav Misa B'dei Shamayim, Shein Belos Haseh Veish Ben Maisa Shalok and Aleihem, Shmona Asar Veilohen, so Zar Shachal Truma Gedola, Ben Tmeya Ben Tahora, Vizar Shachal Trumas Meister, Vizar Shachal Bikurim, Achar Shenechlis with Yerushalayim, Vizar Shachal Chala, Veochal Telva Shalahur Mimena Truma Gedola, Trumas Meister, Ochal Meisa, Shalahur Machalasa, Vekoin Tame Shachal Truma Tahora, Vekoin Shenechlas, the Kodesh Kadashim Shaloli Avoda, Vekoin Shiyatim Namikdash Beshas Avoda, Alevi Shavad Bevodas Kohanim, right? Zar Sashimish Bemikdash, Mechosar Kipurim, Mareu Kizar, I'll come back to that. Veloka im avad, Vikoin tame shashimesh, Shasoi shashimesh, Tuol yom shashimesh, Mechasar kipurim shashimesh. That the Mari Kurkis thought that was so fair. He doesn't think that that's actually Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. Many of the Nosei Kelim disagree. They think that that's absolutely the correct halacha. Parua ro shashimesh and karua begadim shashimesh. Okay, right, the pasuk says, Rosha lo sifra uvegadam avigdem lo sifram uvelo samusu velkola hita yiktzov. So that's how we know it's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. So again, all of these are essentially centered in the base of mikdash, the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, in all of these cases. So the one they wanted to come back to is the Rambam's formulation, which is exactly what you find across the board, in Sefer Avoda and Korbanos and Hachos Klei Mikdash, Aveh Misham Shen Bo, right? So the Rambam goes out of his way here, really striking, to explain what he thinks the Mechayiv is with respect to Mechusar Begadim. So the Rambam again emphasizes that Mechusar Begadim is Kizar, and therefore he's Lokeim Avad. So the Rambam organizes it. Yud Aleph was Zar Shashimish Mekdash. Yud Beis Mechusar Begadim Hareu Kizar Veloke Im Avad. So the Rambam, again, is obviously signaling his maximalist position, which really is his maximalist position, on the question of Bizman Shebigdei Amaleim Kunasam Aleim. So the Rambam felt that, V'asisa Bigdei Kodesh Aron Achicha L'Chavur L'Sifares, that the L'Chavur L'Sifares, in this case, it sort of produces or generates the status of Kohen and Kedushas Kohen. And Sheirus, right, without those Begadim, is Kizar. Right, the psul of mechusar begadim isn't a separate shame psul; it's the shame psul of zar, therefore it comes back to misa b'dei shamayim. So this again is a very remarkable thing. It also just reflects on something that we were talking about in the the chaver shas mishnah sukkah. So I thought to emphasize this point. Some of us making a siyum by shal shudas today. So in any event, the mishpachas bilga, right? So there's the three stigmas that they are ochel lechem hapanim in the darum, and that their tabaos are nistimu, and then finally the chalonos as well. So the chalonos, that's a machlokas harishonim, with Rambam saying, meaning that they don't access their own big day kahuna, which raises all kinds of questions of kimidaso and midovad. But if you could solve those problems technically, they had things organized by size, so fine, they'd have to borrow clothes. But really, when you think about it, the Shitas HaRambam, that their chalonos being closed is a way of saying that they don't have access to big day kahuna. So that's basically like saying that they're being downgraded to quasi zarim, right? If they don't have their own begadim, bizman shebigdeihem aleihem kunasam aleihem, so that's obviously not in the technical sense. They can borrow clothes, right? But the point is, taking away their begadim is a very dramatic way of reducing their personal status. So for the Rambam, the shame mechusar begadim is really the shame zar. It comes back to the same place in the chayiv misa B'dei Shamayim, which is also subject to Malkus. So we'll hold it up there. B'rit Hashem will continue on with Halacha Gimel following Yontif. Wishing everybody k'siv v'chasim atova, a good Gebenz Jor, and we should be zocha to continue to learning b'kvius every single day together. Mimishnaso shel Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, the greatest Baal Halacha, Mimoshe ad Moshe, that we've ever had, the organizer par excellence, and continue to be shows semi-memav.